right, and that music perfect for our last interview about Dracula. Switch over a little bit to 1930s Berlin.
Yes.
With that kind of cabaret music, because my guest is Christy Lichty from Cité des Arts, and they open cabaret this Friday.
That's
at
right.
Cité.
Yep.
So it is an amazing week for theater. Well, it's been an amazing fall for theater.
It has.
Every week, something
Such
going on.
Such a treat.
On. Yeah, it's been wonderful. You could just keep your social calendar going with what's going on, not only in downtown Lafayette, but all of the theater companies in
including
towns.
Including the university.
Yes, and the university as
which
well.
Which just did an amazing show.
Yeah.
It's been really exciting.
Right. It's critical mass here for theater in South Louisiana, and also Lake Charles, too.
Lots of things going on
in Lake Charles. Cabaret.
Yes.
We all think we know it.
I know, because the movie was such a huge hit in 1972. Liza Minnelli was such a sensation. And Joel Grey, it really made his career.
Yes.
Because he played it not only in the film, but also on Broadway for years.
Right, and we think of Joel Grey like that. But many of us saw it back then and haven't seen it since.
Yes.
So I guess that's why I say we think we know it. And of course, the music has stayed with us because we hear the music perhaps more often than actually see the film.
Yes.
And you made a really nice point. I was able to see a selection from it yesterday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And you made a point about it being a dark story.
It is a dark story. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, I mean, it's sort loosely, the movie follows the play, the original play. It was written or based upon some stories by a man named Christopher Isherwood, who lived in Berlin for a while just before World War II. And it's based on some characters that he met in Berlin at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, what we tend to forget is that back in the 20s, there was a lot of entertainment and sort of crazy lifestyle, which we don't really attribute to the time necessarily. We don't think of them being all liberal and having these crazy clubs, but they did all over Europe and in America. You know, we had Prohibition, but we had
the speakeasies
exactly,
and the cabarets
and the flappers and all that. And so it was quite a wild city, I believe. And at the same time, they were going through extreme economic hardship from World War One. Germany in particular was feeling really badly about itself. And that's why some of them really embraced the message of Hitler, which was very nationalistic. So at the time of this play, which is 1929, New Year's Eve to 1930, Germany is suffering from economic hardship, and they are starting to embrace the nationalist message. And while they're doing that, they're blaming a lot of their problems on various groups of people,
ethnic
including
groups.
The Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got, and this is why I'm so attracted to this story, you've got the beautiful cabaret, which is so seductive, and then you've got the kind of creepy horror story of Hitler and his message all at the same time. So you're sitting there and you're pretty uncomfortable with the message. And I think that that's theater at its best, when it can really make you think, well, what is going on here? This song is real catchy. I really like it, but the words are a little, should I be laughing at this? This is maybe horrible. Mm-hmm. I think that that's exciting theater.
Yeah. Well, how closely does this play, the play version, mirror the movie? For those of us who have memories of the movie.
Yeah, it does and it doesn't. I mean, certainly Sally Bowles is the lead, and she's the cabaret singer from England who is escaping her childhood in Berlin. And she's an exotic performer in this seedy little cabaret bar. An American author comes into town named Clifford Bradshaw. And he meets a German, a very nice man, on the train who gives him a tip of where he can, you know, rent a room. And then he says, hey, it's New Year's Eve. Let's go out. I'll take you to the Kit Kat Club. And that's where he meets Sally Bowles. And, of course, she lives this, you know, sort of like couch surfing lifestyle where this guy or this person is fine for a while. I think I'll shag up with him. And then it doesn't work out and she moves on. So she kind of butts her way into Cliff's life at this boarding house, which is owned by Fräulein Schneider, who is played by the lovely Amanda Newberry, who is originally from England and a wonderful performer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the story that's left out of the movie is the love story between Fräulein Schneider and another one of her boarders, who is a German Jewish fruit merchant named Herr Schulz.
That is not in the movie.
That's, not in the movie. No, these people are not in the movie, but to me, their story is so poignant. And literally, they say some things that nearly tear me up every day. Anyway, so it's this beautiful cabaret numbers in the midst of the story that's going on, and then it all kind of implodes in the end. It's a fascinating, fun night at the theater.
And in the midst of it all, as you said, these poignant stories and the darker elements gathering, there are these amazing musical numbers. And
yes.
I know you love that. You love creating them, choreographing them, and you always have wonderful help from costumers, musicians. So tell us about some of those numbers.
I'll tell you, the talent in Lafayette, and I've said it over and over again, but it's always amazing to me, and I'm so humbled by the incredible people that are working with me on this project, including the wonderful Esther Tyree, who teaches at the Conservatory of Music here in Lafayette. She has sort of organized the musicians for me, and she got Adam Truard to join up, and he is a wonderful pianist and very talented, just all the way around, understands the story and what we need. All the fun stuff. I've even gotten him playing a toy piano at one point, which is super fun. And then we have a drummer and a violinist, Charles and Andrea. Sorry, forgetting the last names at this point. The incredible Jessica Juclard is playing Sally Bowles. She was seen at IPAL this last spring in Chicago. She was Thelma in Chicago. Beautiful, wonderful dancer. And then our choreographer is Travis Guillory, who's also the MC, and he's done an amazing job. I tell you, nobody can come away from this without being thoroughly entertained. So I'm very excited about it. We're doing 10 performances for 3 weekends. So this weekend it's Friday through Sunday. The next weekend it's Thursday through Sunday, and the last weekend will be Thursday through Saturday. And I really encourage people to make a reservation, because these seats are going to go fast. In fact, see it the first weekend, because you're going to want to see it again, and you don't want to run out of dates.
Mm. Well, that's a good recommendation. And it's, again, an intimate theater.
Yes.
It only holds about 100, I think.
100, yes.
So for a musical performance, that's not very much. So you really should reserve your seats.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about some of the numbers that you were really excited about as well. You were saying people should be prepared to be quite seduced by them.
Actually, I was thinking about having men over 50 sign a disclaimer if they have a heart condition before they come in to see this play, because these women that are in the Cabaret Girls are amazing. We've got Tammy Castile and Brooke Broussard. Megan Patu is in it. Amanda Lyon. It's just Caroline Helm, of course, the unstoppable Caroline Helm is playing Fräulein Kost, who also lives at the boarding house, so her role is a little bit bigger. And she's doing the money song for us. So many people will remember that between Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey in the movie. It's very, very well choreographed. And that's a beautiful one. Mein Herr in the end is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Cabaret, of course, is a good song. Yeah. And then we've got Travis and Rick Rowan, who is awesome, and Travis Guillory are all in it. Stacey Broussard, and they do, of course, the Deedly Deedly Dee song, which is hilarious. And we did it at the ACA a couple of weeks ago for Art Rock, and people just loved it.
Now, I've seen a lot of photographs, I think, on Facebook, and you've been posting them. Do you have a Facebook page for Cabaret in particular?
We do. It's called Cabaret the Musical, and Travis's photo is the first one that comes up. And a big thanks to Joe Reel out there, who took all the photographs for us. And Joe, of course, teaches at UL, or used to teach. Maybe he's retired now, but wonderful photography. I mean, just amazing pictures. And Jim put together the poster for us, Jim Phillips, who is my number one volunteer. And also a big thanks to Mary Beth Lowry, who always supports the theater and did a bunch of the printing for us.
And always just so much support from the community as well. You all have been doing plays at Cité des Arts. Of course, you open it up to so many theater groups, but your particular group doing these musicals just wows people every time.
It's super fun, and what a privilege for me to work with all these different artists that love to do anything. But you know, theater is my love. I've been acting for more than 25 years. It's hard to believe. The actors, the directors, the designers that work with us, the artists that paint, and you know, musicians and poets and teachers. It's the dancers. It's wonderful.
Hmm. I would encourage people to check that Facebook page out to see some of the costumes and the photographs and be inspired to see the play. Just an amazing collection of talent in this play. And really, you know, we've mentioned that before, that this critical mass in Acadiana right now for theater, and you feel it. You really feel it. And people are going out so much more to the theater. There's so much more of it. And we've become very accustomed to seeing one or two plays a week sometimes.
It's so exciting and it's so wonderful. And I think that if there's anyone out there who hasn't seen a live production before, it's really completely different from the movies. It's living and in front of you. And this night will be different than tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it a really exciting kind of experience, I think, especially in an intimate space, mm-hmm. which like Theater 810 is very intimate. Cité is very intimate. Actually, Burke Hall is also a fairly small theater. And if you've ever been to New York and seen a giant musical, you know, there's a lot of seats in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is different. They're right there in front of you.
Yeah, and it's a very intense experience, very personal experience. And I'm just thinking of all of the students in our community who are interested in musical theater and performing. This would be a great opportunity for them or their parents to take them to see really a near professional performance. And professional, many of the people who work with you are professionals in their field.
Yes, we have Aaron Chanson, who moved back here from New York, and his wife Alicia was one of our consultants on the set. It's exciting for me to have all these wonderful folks. And believe me, everyone out there, you would not, I mean, the hours and dedication and commitment and serious thought and effort that go into these things is sometimes you miss it because it just seems like it's going to pop out perfect. But it's really quite a journey putting a story like this together.
Right. And through your efforts and all of the people involved, theater is just getting better and better and better in our community. More professional, more entertaining, more touching, and it's a very exciting time to be here our community for so many reasons, but particularly theater right now.
Yeah.
My guest, if you've just tuned in, is Christy Lichty. She is the artistic director at Cité des Arts. They are opening Cabaret this Friday. Lots of amazing elements. She's been describing the music, live music, not canned music. This is live, and that adds another element to our enjoyment.
It does, and it's such a no-brainer in this area with so many talented musicians. Why not put them together with the actors and make something super special? You can't do this in every town. Believe me, I've lived a lot of different states. The amount of talent and the incredible generosity of these artists is so fun and so it makes it so rewarding. And so for all of you out there who like to maybe go to Chicago or New York or LA to see various shows, you don't have to go that far. So be sure to support your local artists as well. I'm not saying don't go to New York. I mean, I love New York. But right now it might be a little wet. But be sure to support the local artists here. They'll really appreciate it. And it's really you know, we have to have an audience.
But as you were mentioning, people who have lived in New York or Chicago and come back to this area, because in actuality, you can be more creative in many ways in a smaller supportive community.
You can do more. And that's why I moved here. It's the creative community. It's the vibe here is just amazing. It's so much fun.
The generosity and helpfulness of everyone.
Yeah. Networking so easy.
Yeah. Really, and you can see it in all the productions. Cabaret opens this Friday. How do people get tickets for it?
You can call me and make a reservation at 337-291-1122 and even leave a message and I'll write you down in the book. Or you can go to PayPal. We have a website with a PayPal button on the Cabaret page and you can just purchase them right from the page.
Okay. So if you would like to see it, maybe reserve your tickets now and because, again, not that many seats in the theater and knowing that you might want to see it again as well. Well, Christy, thank you so much for producing this in our community, giving us all the opportunity to see it and enjoy it as well.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Thank you.